Hi, this is Scotty Crothmell, Senior Director of Rules and Competition with Washington Golf and the Pacific Northwest Golf Association. And you're listening to the Pin High Golf Show with K-Mac.
And welcome back to the Pin High Golf Show, everybody. Our featured interview here in the Pin High Golf Show today is the new president of the Washington State Golf Association, is Paul Ramsdell. Paul, how are you?
Good. Good
talking
to you, K-Mac.
Hey, great for joining us on the Pin High Golf Show. Appreciate that. Well, it's not only you're a busy man, but you're going to add another role to your repertoire, and a long list of it is the new president of the Washington Golf Association. You were elected November 7th, and now you're the acting president of the Washington State Golf Association.
That is true.
Yeah. A lot of work to get there. We were talking off the air a little bit. Things are in place to kind of oversee things. And are there things that cross your mind what you'd like to do differently this year?
Differently? Well, the one thing differently going into 2021 is not having to worry about the pandemic. I mean,
oh, gosh.
We had to do so many things differently in 2020 that we'd like to get back to 2019 where we're doing things, you know, in a regular fashion again. But that may, wishful thinking come in the middle of summer, but first part of 2021, we'll still have all our safety procedures in place.
Certainly. A lot of golf tournaments have gone on over the course of the year. As a matter of fact, I had Nathan Cogswell on. He was the 2020 Washington State Golf Association Player of the Year. And, you know, it was just, like you said, it was a strain to get those in, but you were able to get those tournaments done.
Yeah, but the championship staff of Washington Golf, they came out with some great protocols going into it. We lost a few of our championships early in the calendar year, but then we were able to get in the men's state amateur, the women's state amateur, some of the key tournaments. We bought so much and utilized so much hand sanitizer. It was unreal. And we did a whole lot of other safety procedures, pretty much keeping the impact on the actual competitive golf to a minimum, but trying to make sure everybody was safe and not touching the same things twice and that type of thing. So it was a lot of diligence by the staff and by the participant.
Mm-hmm. Your background lists in a lot of journalism roles over the course of the years. Off and on a writer with the Seattle Times and Northwest Golf Media Association, different things. You got the Matt Factory with the Distinguished Service Award in 2008. Also local ties with the Kitsap Golf and Country Club right in my backyard.
Yes, all that's true. And I mean, the journalism background, basically, it's all about communication and doing any of these roles, you know, as a president for this association. Yeah, I was club manager at Kitsap Golf and Country Club for a couple of years, about 10 years ago. All that's, you know, communication and making sure as much as possible everybody's on the same page and understanding what you're doing and what you're trying to do. And so that was kind of the background I brought into to these various positions.
Originally from Redding, California, how did it work out where you ended up here in the Pacific Northwest?
Slow migration. Went to school at University of Oregon. It has a good journalism program. Pretty much was working at newspapers throughout the Northwest, along with one stint down in Tucson. Took a job with the News Tribune in Tacoma in 87, I think it was, and pretty much established roots in the Tacoma, Gig Harbor area since then. But, I worked in Pendleton, Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, Lewiston, Idaho. So a lot of small towns and nice towns for 2 years, 3 years at a time.
Paul Ramsdell, the Washington State Golf Association president, on the line with us. Hey, big football game coming up this weekend, huh? Ducks and the Huskies,
yeah,
huh?
Ducks and Huskies, yeah. When I was at school at Oregon in 77, 79, not a whole lot of big games for the Ducks back again. If they won three games a year, it was a big time. But we're rooting for the Ducks this weekend. That's for sure.
Boy, a long storied history between the Ducks and the Huskies, and just like golf, they've had their own pandemic. Relations to go along with this year with cancellation of games, postponements of games. We're trying to get the season in, just like the Water State Golf Association did with golf. You know, a lot of hard work. You were on the board of directors for a while, and then now you get to see yourself as president.
Yep, and we've got it's going to be an interesting year. We've got some things coming up that I'm hoping a lot of golfers are going to be interested in. It's still somewhat a work in progress, but we're going to try a net four-ball championship this year with Washington Golf. We're going to split the state into four regions and kind of do it like March Madness, try to get 64 men, two-man teams playing a best ball match against each other and just kind of have that bracket. 32 women's teams in each region. We're still working out all the details, but it's probably going to be like one best ball. I mean, what we're trying to do as an association, and if I get 18 bogeys in a round, I'm happy. I'm a bogey golfer. I'm not playing in any of the state men's AMs or anything like that. So, I mean, I'm really pushing for more things for average golfers to play in where they can be, just a little bit competitive, but still have a fun time. And we're doing that with our winter series, and we're doing that with this four-ball championship that's going to start in the spring, and a lot of things to look forward to.
And trying to grow the game of golf as well, and you also are involved with the First Tee of Central Washington. They received a grant from the USGA. You're also involved with the kids. What have you in place for trying to get more young people involved in the game of golf through the Washington State Golf Association?
Well, I mean, that's our biggest success story in the past couple of years is our Youth on Course program, where, kids from, I think, 7 to 17, 6 to 18, I think it is, can get a annual membership for, I think it's around $20, but they can go to a golf course that's a part of the program, and they can play for $5 a round. And I mean, we had like 5,600 members of that program in 2020, and we had about almost 18,000 rounds, 17,700 rounds through that program in 2020, Washington Golf subsidized the courses that participated. We shelled out more than $85,000 to these courses to help subsidize it, but getting more youth on course on the golf courses just to have fun, it doesn't have to be competitive. If kids can get college scholarships, fine, but I think it's more important that kids find, the social benefits, find some buddies, and then play golf for the rest of their lives and sit down and have a beer afterwards and have a good time and enjoy just competing with friends or competing with yourselves out on the golf course.
Certainly. I'm sure you've probably crossed paths with Mike Wims, First Tee of Greater Seattle. And they have that scholarship program. The name escapes me. I think it's the Evans scholarship program.
Yeah, the Evans Scholar Program.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great program that it's for caddies. And if you meet all the requirements, you can basically get room, board, tuition at the University of Washington or at the University of Oregon for 4 years. That, it is a great program, and there's some caddy programs at some of the courses, or you can pretty much do it on your own. But if you go to the Washington Golf website, which is wagolf.org, and look for that Evans Scholarship, that'll give you a lot more of the details. And it's, yeah, that is a great program. And I sat in a few of the what we call the application meetings, where there are maybe 8 to 12 people who have applied for these scholarships and meet all the requirements. And that part of it is coming and kind of doing an interview with, you know, 12 or more, you know, members of the board and people interested in this. And it's just a great feeling at the end of those sessions to see, you know, some of these people that we know we're going to give them a full ride scholarship for 4 years, and what an impact that's going to have on their lives and their families' lives. And it's one of the most heartwarming things about golf and what the Washington Golf Association does and what the Western Golf Association does.
Yeah, it's a great program. And those kids, when they go through the scholarship program, they sometimes they can go get a job that's going to be making more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, if you study all 4 years in college, which, you know, I didn't know anything about doing, you can get a pretty good job sometimes.
Yes, you're on the line with us again is Paul Ramsdale. He's the new Washington State Golf Association president. Kind of on a personal note for yourself, kind of look, boy, this is kind of a big thing for me to do there in the upcoming 2021, as we wind down 2020 here in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor for me to be talking to you too, K-Mac.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I'm like you. I'm a little over that bogey golf gig. It just depends on what my golf game is that day. It's either off the tee or close to the green, or it's a putting.
Well,
that's what keeps us coming back.
And you know, I may have been fibbing. You know, we're not on video here, so people can't actually see my swing, and they'd know that even a bogey would be, for me, pretty good, you know.
Right.
Yeah, the worst thing I ever did was actually take a video lesson where I actually could see my swing, and then I realized why I'm so bad.
I have to give accolades to Kathy Matt. I'm sure you know who she is, Washington State right Hall of Famer. I had her on my show not too long ago, and she was nice enough, Paul, to go, "Hey, K-Mac, if you send me a video, I will help you with your golf game."
Yeah.
And by the end of the year, I went from shooting a 110 and to a 185 through her to Kathy Matt's tutelage. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was happy about it.
Yeah, two things I'll share with you real quickly here is that, yeah, the first video lesson, I you know, before you're always, you know, you visualize. So you're sitting there, okay, you're about ready to hit a shot, and you're visualizing your swing and how you do it. Then I took the video lesson, and I saw my swing, and I saw how my lower body's going one way, my upper body's going the other way, and the head's, you know, all by itself. I'm going, well, no wonder I'm so bad, and I couldn't visualize anything good after that. But speaking of women professional golfers and coaches, some of the best golf I've ever played is after watching a women's golf tournament. You know, I was doing some golf writing for newspapers and watching the, you know, the old Seiko Classic at Meridian Valley and the LPGA and the Women's Open down in Portland or whatnot. I'd come back from those, watching them that for a week, and the women golfers and their nice slow tempos and their smart course management, and I would come back and play my best golf for about 9 holes, and then thinking, well, if I just swung a little harder and a little faster, I could even hit further. And then so I'd shoot 38-52s.
Joanne Carter, speaking of Kent Meridian Golf Course, had a chance to play with her a couple years ago for the Legends Tour at Whitehorse Golf Course out in Kingston.
Right.
And I was kind of hacking it up, Paul. You know, it was like
a normal... That must have been a kick.
Oh, it was a blast. Her and her sister, I can't remember her name. I'll think of it. I was struggling, and Joanne Carter goes, as everybody else is hitting off the fairway, she goes, "K-Mac, we really need you to come through in this hole." And that was almost enough pressure then. So and I stripe one down the middle. And so we used my ball in that format, and they sprayed them all off, and I crunched that one right next to the green, chipped up, and birdied. And she goes, "Where's that been all day?" I go, hey, when Big Mama tells you to get your act together, you get your act together, man, right away. And it paid off. And then, of course, the next hole, I went right back to where I was. But yeah, it was a lot of fun golf with those legends that still come up here to the Pacific Northwest.
But that's why we do it. I mean, you and I each shoot 100, but for 15 minutes, we play a hole perfectly and get a key par or a birdie, and that brings us back.
Hey, you're writing in your career online with us as the Washington State Golf Association President Paul Ramsdale. You also were at Firkrest Golf Course for a year or two, President 2005, and then you served as a chairperson on the club's green committee, but you wrote the Firkrest 75-year history book.
Did that back in 97.
And
we're coming up on the centennial in the next couple of years, so we're getting geared up for that at Firkrest.
Yeah, and what was the meaning behind it? And what's in that book? I mean, of course, a lot of history, but is there big name droppings in that book?
Oh, nothing huge. I mean, Babe Ruth came through and played Firkrest back in the 20s. He was doing some kind of a barnstorming tour and played Firkrest. And we've had, you know, Sandy Koufax played Firkrest. He was best buddies with Ken Still, the late PGA Tour pro from Firkrest. So Sandy Koufax played at Firkrest and Ken Still was a great ambassador for Firkrest Golf Club, and he had a lot of his buddies, both professional golfers and professional athletes, playing at Firkrest. There was, you know, he'd have Lou Piniella come by. There was one time I'm walking through the locker room, and I'm fairly tall at 6'7", and suddenly in the locker room I see two guys taller than me, which was the Randy Johnson and Eric Hansen, the two Seattle Mariner pitchers.
Right.
They were playing out there, and, you know, Eric Hansen's a scratch golfer now, and Randy Johnson's pretty good himself. And we've had a lot of that. Firkrest has had, I think, three PGA Tour tournaments in their history, going back in the one in the 60s and two in the 40s. And there's some fun stories off of that, but the one, you know, I think it was 1945, Byron Nelson's big year where he won 11 tournaments in a row and, you know, 18 out of the 30 on the PGA Tour. His worst finish all year was the Tacoma Open at Firkrest, where he finished tied for ninth. That was his worst finish all year.
And at Tacoma, we're going to bring back the Tacoma Open a few years ago. I think they had it, and then I don't think it's ongoing anymore. I think Troy Kelly, I think, played in that as well, local golfer here from Madrona. Be interesting to see some of that book. That's coming out again, or what? About that?
Well, we're still wrestling with how we're going to celebrate the centennial, whether it's going to be a full-blown book or just updating the current book a little bit online. So we haven't made all those decisions yet.
Excellent. Hey, Paul, we appreciate you joining us here on the PNI Golf Show, and I know you're going to do a great job as the president of the Washington State Golf Association. And, let's hope this with the vaccine coming out, and maybe after the first of the year we can start thinking by springtime again, things hopefully will get back to some kind of normalcy, and we can all start having just a little bit more fun.
Yep. Well, appreciate this offer, K-Mac. Appreciate everything you do for golf and keeping everybody informed and interested in the sport.
Thank you very much. And we look forward to talking to you again. Paul Ramsdale again on the line with us, Washington State Golf Association president, named back in November 7th. He's acting now. And we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, K-Mac.
Hi, this is Kathy Mant, the 2019 PNGA Hall of Fame inductee, and I'm on the Pin High Golf Show with K-Mac.